light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved yet motion source, who from the morn till evening's ray, through every moment guides the day. Grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. Look kindly on our humble plea, O living kindness, one in three, our loving Abba with the Son, and Holy Spirit making one. Amen. Never forget God's deeds. Give thanks to Adonai for such goodness and love which endures forever. Who can tell all God's wondrous deeds? Who can provide adequate praise? They are happy who do what is right, who at all times do what is just. Adonai, remember me, out of the love you have for your people. Never forget God's deeds. Our sin is the sin of our forebears. We have done wrong. Our deeds have been evil. Our ancestors, when they were in Egypt, paid no attention to your wonderful deeds. They forgot the greatness of your love and refused to obey your will. They yielded to their cravings in the desert and put you to the test in the wilderness. Never forget God's deeds. They fashioned a calf at Horeb and worshipped an image of metal, exchanging the God who was their glory for the image of a bullock that eats grass. They forgot the God who was their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, wonders in the land of Pharaoh, and marvels at the Sea of Reeds. Never forget God's deeds. For this you seemed ready to destroy them, but Moses, the one you had chosen, stood alone before you, reminding you of your faithfulness and love. In the greatness of your love you relented. For their sake you remembered the covenant. You let them be treated with mercy, and so we can cry for your help. Adonai, come quickly and save us, that we may thank you and sing praise to your name. Never forget God's deeds. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore, Amen. Never forget God's deeds.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Thanks be to God.
But I, if I be lifted up, will draw all peoples to me. But I, if I be lifted up, will draw all peoples to me. These words he said to indicate the death that he would die. But I, if I be lifted up, will draw peoples to me. Believe in the light, and you will become children of light. But I, if I be lifted up, will draw peoples to me. To prove that the human one has power to forgive sins, I tell this man, pick up your bed and walk. And the man got up and walked out in front of everyone.
My heart is radiant with Adonai, my whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor, holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. To prove that the human one has power to forgive sins, I tell this man, pick up your bed and walk. And the man got up and walked out in front of everyone. From heedless misuse and dishonoring of the wonders of your hand, O God, deliver us. From squandering resources, abusing our companion species, and polluting the habitat we all share, O God, deliver us. From the folly of imagining ourselves the center of creation, O God, deliver us. For the courage and wisdom to confess how little we have cared for your gifts, O Spirit, strengthen us. In the conviction that you have called us to love and restore the earth, O Spirit, strengthen us. For repentance and the determination to begin our proper role in creation anew, O Spirit, strengthen us. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and all that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, Loving God, in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the earth, your heavenly will be done by all created beings, your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Creating and sustaining God, as we celebrate the sixth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonders and beauty of all the creatures that you have made, for each one of them reveals something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us such a sense of wonder and delight that we receive with gratitude the gifts that Mother Earth provides to supply our needs. Generously share these gifts with all your creatures and lovingly care for our common home, all to the honor and glory of your holy name. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O Holy One, as you have already blessed humankind through the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary, grant that we may further enjoy the fruit of the prayers of her, through whom we are related to the very author of life, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.